It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to MGP 481. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
You two, you have to say it. I asked you to say it. Sheepdog can follow instructions. It's a very sorry state of affairs when Sheepdog is the one that can follow instructions.
What I can the follow world instructions. I can't set instructions. I can't set my own agenda.
You cannot follow instructions. I have given you a very simple instruction. Meet us at the hotel, and you ended up on the wrong side of London. You cannot follow instructions.
That specific example was more me going, I know how to get there. I can set this up. I'll type it into a sat-nav. I'm a big boy. And it hasn't happened since. Although it did come up a few times in a few conversations recently. I got asked, are you good at following directions? Well, no. No one has heard that story and related to it and said it was understandable. They've all said I'm in the wrong and I'm an idiot, which is shameful.
I mean, yeah, it's fair, though. You are an idiot.
I just want one person in the world to go, no, it's an easy mistake to make. Who'd have thought? No, not one person. One day I feel like I'm going to meet someone who's going to go, well, yeah, why name them the same thing? And that'll make me feel vindicated, even though 200 people probably by now have told me that.
They're not named the same thing. One's Westfield London, one's Westfield Stratford.
Stratford's in London, though.
Goodness me. If you'd never been to either of them, I could understand. But you'd stayed at the Stratford one hundreds of times, and the London one we deliberately didn't go to the year before because to see the Pokemon Center that was there because we didn't want to travel to the other side of London. You knew about it.
As we've discussed, I genuinely thought we didn't go there because there was a queue and that it was just upstairs from us. I am flabbergasted that wasn't in the same Westfield as we were. I genuinely thought while we were walking around that we'd just missed it. I thought there was somewhere in that building we hadn't gone where there was a long queue of Pokemon people. I wasn't that interested in going in there because I also know that their prices for like the most basic thing was going to be like 80 quid. So I was kind of like, I'm not going there because I ended up spending loads of money. I don't really want to. I'm going to Comic-Con anyway, you know. So, yeah, I just assumed it was in that Westfield. And I've been there since and thought, I wonder whereabouts it was. And like looked around and thought, I wonder where they would have built it. But I genuinely didn't know that existed. And I was thinking about it. I was telling someone about it the other day. And I was saying about how even when I was driving into it, I just assumed I'd come at it from another angle. And that's why everything looked different. It's a really easy mistake to make.
It's one of my favourite things that's ever happened. I still remember everything about it. And I don't remember a lot of things. But I remember everything about that day. It was probably the best day of my life.
I'm glad I bring that much joy to everybody's lives. How have your weeks been? Have you all had good weeks?
A delightful week.
School holidays, isn't it? So I've had a house full of chimpanzees, and they've just been
Seems like they'd whip your children up. You should probably get rid of them, and everything would calm down massively.
It's not been too bad.
Them. We're three minutes in.
I know. I'll save them for later, but I've been playing games with them, which has been fun, and other than that, I mean, I've been watching weird anime because my daughter's been introducing me into all the weirdest sides of anime. Like, have you ever heard of Assassination Classroom? It's about an octopus teaching their kids to assassinate them. It's a bizarre one.
I promise you, that's not the weirdest side of anime.
Well, no, it's
you're
not
still
the
very much
weirdest.
On the not at all weird side.
No, it's pretty weird. It's yeah. All right. No, you're right. I daren't challenge her to find me weirder ones because I've seen weirder ones, but just like I'm watching it, thinking this is an odd story. I mean, I'm intrigued to see where it goes. I'm about I don't know a third of the way through it, thinking. This is bizarre. But yeah, I wish I hadn't said it was weird now, because I'm suddenly thinking people are going to start sending me really weird
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, if everyone wants to send clips of really weird anime to Sheepdog, Sheepdag, that's his new name, Sheepdag. RB6K, email your weird anime. The weirder, the better. The weirdest one will win a prize from Sheepdog himself, to be determined.
Yeah, it'll be a restraining order. I'll invest in it. I've got a couple already in the fire.
I've got moths in my room. Why are moths coming in here? I need to turn off some lights. This is unacceptable. As we are now parents of adult-age children, the school holidays are no longer any of our concerns. So we've had a zoo going on for ages now. We've got kids all over the place. Kids are plenty, except they're all adults. So they're not.
I was going to say, that was really good. I was like, have they had kids? Yeah, no. I mean, my oldest disappeared. She just comes down, tells me about anime, disappears upstairs again. It's all right. I keep telling her about games and other animes. She's not interested in my boring old man stuff.
Yeah, because you're a boring old man.
Yeah, but no, it's quite handy. She's just telling me what Assassination Classroom is not hot and new, but she tells me about all the other cool stuff. I talk to her about stuff, and then I get an email from the comic shop showing me new comics that are around. It's always the stuff she's already told me about, so I reckon she just gets their letter the day before me. She's probably just telling me all about that.
She's on the cool person's list.
Probably. This is it. Yeah. They know. I mean, I introduced her to the shop, but she goes there more than I do now, so that's probably exactly it.
It's been a very strange week. I can't actually work out or remember anything that's happened in the last week.
You went to a graduation?
I'm sat here now. Oh, of course, yeah. I went to one of those children's graduations. Yeah, that's not very podcast interesting, is it? My point I was making is because I've been so busy since we got back from TwitchCon, which is now nearly 2 weeks ago, everything's kind of blurred together. But yeah, I did. I went to a graduation.
Was celebrating.
No, he wasn't. But they gave. Bearing in mind, this was a graduation from the same uni and at the same place that ours was and that Anna's was. Anna's was as recent as last year.
Yes.
This place is going downhill. Me and Sheepdog, 10 years ago, got Warwick Davies presenting our degrees. We got a buffet. We got drinks. It was a full-on shindig. Anna's one last year, which I assumed was just COVID precautions. No Warwick Davies. No, nothing really. There was a couple of cakes to nibble on afterwards, but it was a much more subdued affair. This one... No buffet at all. I hadn't eaten since breakfast. No buffet at all. No Warwick Davies at all. The only thing... But they did give
probably
me...
Probably ate him at Anna's, by the sounds of it. Go on.
They gave me an alcohol-free Prosecco, which just tasted like orange juice, but sparkling, with infused with the burp that I do after I've had tinned mackerel on toast. And yeah, that's what it tasted like. And I poured that away, but then they give you a little box to put the glass in. So I've got an Anglia Ruskin University engraved Prosecco glass now that I presented to Anna.
Yay.
Because she didn't get any kind of thing last year. But we didn't get any kind of thing like that either. So they've done away with the food and spent all the food budget on engraved Prosecco glasses and dirty beverages, which seems like a terrible idea.
Between you, me, Lucy and Anna, I know that I'm not part of your family, but your circle of people that have been there have paid them, what, $120,000?
Yeah, my brother went there as well.
Yeah, like your circle was basically bought them a house.
Yeah, absolutely.
All you've got out of me is that. I mean, we got to meet Warwick Davies. I scared him out of a cathedral.
Yeah, he's not been back to a graduation since, apparently.
Well, I mean, I scared him out of a cathedral and then, like, what, a year later... was sat on the same, it might not even been a year, it might have been 6 months later, was behind him on a plane, next to him at an airport, on the same coach as him across whatever aisle it was on. So maybe he's just gone into hiding because he knows that I'm going to find him. I'm going to get him one day. I also think of maybe they did a big deal on our year because we were the year where they opened the uni. So maybe they just thought, hey, first year done. These are the best people.
Maybe.
Because everyone before us went to a different uni.
I'm still waiting to be invited back as the celebrity speaker for one year. as a notable alumni, but I still never seem to get the call, and I'm very upset about that. I realise I'm not Warwick Davies level, but there was no one at this one. I think I'm better than no one. They could have had me instead of nobody.
You're not a testament to what they taught. Like, they can't go,
they
hey,
taught
look.
Me how to use a computer, and now I use a computer to make my living.
They taught you how to program web design and build computers and stuff like that, and graphic design, and you pay people to talk that way.
Yeah, I don't know how to do any of that yeah. stuff.
You have a reputation of being incredibly poor at IT.
Yeah, I just do the stuff that they taught me at the other university we went to the year later when they taught us how to speak. That was the one thing we didn't learn at our original university. But yeah, that's I use all the skills we learned the next year. But they basically when we went to YouTube school.
You're a notable alumni at the University of Bedfordshire.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that, I don't know, is that better or worse than Anglia Ruskin?
Uni, isn't it?
I mean, are any of them real? Yeah, I think they're both polytechnics that decided to get above their station.
Yeah. When I was watching Community on Netflix, I was like, oh my God, we didn't even go to a place this prestigious. We're below that. At least they had rooms they could hang out in and stuff. We had to just kind of go there and back. Madness. But
Let's go back. It was great. It only cost me £38,000.
I mean, I'd go back in a heartbeat. It was great turning up 2 days a week and vaguely thinking I could program. Now I know actual programmers and I talk to them on the regular. I realised I don't know any.
I don't think I could commit to going somewhere 2 days a week these days. That seems like a lot. Oh, yeah. Having to get up early twice a week. Now we don't have to do school runs or anything like that anymore. I've grown accustomed to the alarm going off at 8. I get up and have a poo. Then I get back into bed and watch TikTok until 9. Then I get up and have another poo. Then I have a shower, breakfast, and I'm in my office by about 10-ish most days
now. By the way, this
now.
Is Kevin's morning. I am up early every morning. Kevin is just lazy.
I'm a YouTuber, though, I'm supposed to be lazy. Soon Anna will be getting up at lunchtime going, what day of the week is it?
I remember the days of 2
using a new Prosecco glass.
2 p.m. getting up. Oh, they were the days.
For her breakfast mimosas.
Anna will be there at 2 a.m. scheduling Seize the Day tweets to go out at 6 a.m. scheduling a picture of her at the gym, cucumber water, and then she'll wake up at 3. I took my daughter into school at 8:10, and I keep saying to her she should start bloody walking it or find a friend who's willing to drive her.
Why doesn't she walk? I used to ride my bicycle to school. Why doesn't she ride a bicycle?
I don't want her riding a bike.
Why?
Because I wouldn't be able to hack that. No, I'd rather drive her in than I ride a bike. That's basically why she makes me do it. She can either walk or she can be driven in by no bike.
You are an insane person. Bikes are a perfectly reasonable way to get around.
Not having it. I don't like
you
bikes.
Are a nutcase.
But no, she's got a friend who lives around the corner and they could drive her in every day if she sucked
this
up
friend
the
seems a little bit too old for her to be hanging out with. You might want to have a word.
All right, then, Mum, I'm in. We should take it in turns and I should mysteriously disappear or break my arm or something just so I don't have to do it. That's the plan. I might set that up in September. I'll drive him in. We'll take it in turns half the week each and I'll just snap my metatarsal on my way out of the meeting. The agreement, I'll just leave, drive over my own foot. Jobs are good. And I don't know how I'll drive over it, but I'll figure it out.
I mean, you could just put your foot under someone else who was driving. I don't think you have to do the injury yourself. Yeah, exactly. You could sue the neighbour. Get that. Stick your foot under the neighbour's car. They could injure you. Then they'll feel so guilty that even when you're healed, they'll carry on driving the kids in because they feel bad about what they did.
This is so good. And all it would cost me is a foot.
And you don't even use that. What use is a foot to you?
I mean, once I don't have to drive her into school, I could literally lose them both. I mean...
Yeah, make it your left foot, get an automatic. You literally have no reason to have a left foot.
Hang on, but... I mean, I get confused about the pedals, so I sometimes use my left foot for all sorts in the car.
Well, it's probably best you have it taken off then, so you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, fair enough. But no, I mean, then I wouldn't have an excuse for sometimes turning up at work at like 8:32 when I get home and I'm not. Yeah, it's just to start at 8:30, but I'm like, I've literally got to go from my bedroom to the office via the school, and sometimes I'm like a fraction of a moment late. And
are they checking what time you're tearing your computer up?
No, I just hold myself to a higher standard. Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking I've got to be there on time, got to be in. Don't want them to look and see that it's always 30 past 20 seconds. And like, hang on, he never did this when he worked. To be fair, when I worked in the office, I was always turning up 15 minutes late because of traffic.
I mean, if you had your if you were fully switched on, if you were a Kev in this situation, you'd be getting up 20 seconds earlier, clocking in before you left for the school run, and claiming that extra half an hour of overtime every day.
Well, what there is they've probably got one of those machines, because a lot of scoundrels like you download those programs where they wiggle the mouse every 20 minutes or whatever it is. Every 90 seconds, the mouse wiggles slightly. They've got all these machines to check for that now. They check for the programs, they check for the wiggles.
Just put the mouse on a turntable.
But they would just notice that I was constantly turning in circles. You know, what I have to do, what the real clever people do, is they go and they sit a training course and then they just go off and make a cup of tea and they stand around.
If they're monitoring your keystrokes, get a different job would be my suggestion.
I don't think they actually are, but I'm sat there thinking none of these tricks would be working. Do you get what I mean? I feel like we're in the age of too many scoundrels ruining it for everyone. But I don't think mine are anyway. I just know I work for a security company, so they probably could find stuff out if they wanted to. It's probably best to just be honest and not do anything naughty.
That's a terrible attitude. Anyway, you mentioned you'd played some video games. Why don't you tell us about those?
Hey, yeah, you're going to be blown away by the level of quality that I've been playing.
I mean, if this
playing.
Is the same ones you've been playing, I'm just going to mute you and we'll move on.
No. these are three games that I have definitely not played before. And I only half played because I was playing them with my kids. But I was playing with one kid specifically, and it wasn't Ollie and it wasn't Emily. So you can guess the level of game I'm going for here. I spent the week playing games with Ben, who is 4. And those games were the Peppa Pig game on Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Paw Patrol, Mighty Pups, Save Adventure Bay, and Adventure City Calls, the other Paw Patrol film. I think it's the
movie. Miss the days when we used to put a running order together and you had to submit the games in advance so I could leave them off the list if they were this stupid.
I am literally toying with writing this down because I have to make the show notes. So I'm like, do I write these down?
Pab, I assure you, we ain't spending long on this.
Okay. No, do you know what? So I won't spend long on Peppa Pig because it's rubbish. And for a 4-year-old at least, right? He did really like it. He was so excited to get it because he quite likes the cartoon still, but he is growing out of it. But I thought this is going to benefit a lot of our listeners because they have a young kid, so it's worth talking about. Now, it's on Game Pass. All three are on Game Pass. So if you've got Game Pass already, crack on. If you haven't got Game Pass, I tweeted about this. No one seemed to care. I've got a one-month free Game Pass thing that people could just use. It would give them a month, even if they've already had it in the past. I've got it. DM me if you want it.
Give it to Short Stay.
Yeah, problem I mean, solved. Genuinely... the amount of times I've said to anyone,
edit this
so people
out.
Ignored me. the Peppa Pig one is just a bit of a interactive episode kind of thing. You're wandering around, so it's not very... he was like, this is boring. But I think if he was 3 or 4...
Shut up, I need to review this on my podcast, was your response to him, wasn't it?
No, I'm just saying, I think if you've got kids under 4, they'll probably enjoy it. He was a bit old, he's turning 5 in a month. Paw Patrol, on the other hand... is like both of them are like 3D sort of platformy game. You're running around, you're trying to collect dog treats, you're trying to solve little puzzles, you're trying to solve little things, go around the level. It shows you where to go. It's very low stakes. And I was intrigued by it because I was thinking, well, this is for like 3, 4, 5-year-olds. How are they going to make a game that entertains them but isn't mind-numbingly boring, mind-numbingly easy and all of this? And actually, he's just having a whale of a time trying to figure it out. It's winding Ollie up because Ollie's like, just go there. You just press this. It's telling you to press right and Y. But Ben, who's 4 and never played a game before, is like, well, how the hell do I move this stick and this button at the same time? And watching him progress is really interesting because it's like he's tried to play Sonic and he's pretty, you know, all over the place as Tails. But on this, he's starting to get the controls a bit and get a bit of a... And I feel like, yeah, it's quite cool watching him learn because my first... you know, foray into gaming was Alex Kidd in Miracle World, and I was shocking at it. And I was probably a year older than him, so I'm thinking I could still play it. I got the hang of it, but he's kind of jumping in a bit early. And I know a lot of people have kids who probably want to play their games, and this is a fantastic little entry. He is figuring it out as he goes. I've had to insist that Ollie leave him alone. Every now and again, he has to chip in, but it just seems like a great way to get your kids kind of involved in playing it. And if you've got Game Pass, it's free. Narratively, you know, it's Paw Patrol. Chick-a-letters there. You have to find her. You have to unlock the pups as you go, decide what pup you want to use for the job. It tells you which
ones
you use.
Nobody has any idea what you're talking about.
I do.
Now.
I know exactly
Parents
what he's
will.
On about.
Exactly. There you go.
How do you know about Paw Patrol?
Because Roo likes these kind of things.
Goodness it won't me. Let you go anywhere you can't go. So if it wants you to, like, there was a level where you had to find parts to rebuild this solar-powered thing, and it was like, go and find the wood. So the area with the wood in, he was locked in that, and he literally had to figure it out. And if he tried to go anywhere else, it just wouldn't let him. And there was like a line that wiggled along. So once he figured out the line was there and followed the line, job done. And that's handy, because obviously if they just left him to it, he'd have just gone off into the sea and disappeared. He'd have swam off the, whatever it's called, Adventure Bay. And that would have been that. But he's very excited. You know, he sees Chicoletto and the other people, and he's like, I mean, that's the only name I remember from it, because it's a hilarious name. Yeah, he's loving it. It's a cameo of all the characters. I'm sort of sat there thinking, they know what they're doing here with Game Pass. This is quite cool. I did see that Ryan's got a racing game on there, but I don't really enjoy the thought of... I don't like the Ryan stuff. It's very annoying and weird.
Who?
The little kid that
no,
gets... Like,
no idea.
Yeah.
The YouTube kid, yeah. The one whose parents are like, worth 80 mil.
He must be 25 by now, surely.
But my kid's got really into playing their app, where it's like one of those chasing coin games, and it always goes, I'm coming for you, cuz, at the start, and that used to get stuck in my head, because it'd be like the same little phrase. Anyway, so Ben's graduated from them to this, and it is really good for him. I'm not saying I think it's really good. It's not like a, you know, I've played it and I love it.
Did you find it a challenge?
I found it impressive how well made it was for the age it's aimed at. Obviously, I don't know if you get achievements for this. I wonder if he's giving me game points here.
Every game's got achievements.
Yeah. So he may be giving me a few points here, which is very handy because he's playing as me. But it might be an easy 1,000 for you, Kev, if you wanted to top up your score a bit more.
I'm out of that game long ago.
You say that.
I did play through the Shrek game about 15 years ago for an easy 1,000.
Wow.
The Peppa Pig one, by the way, is called My Friend Peppa Pig, and you get to design your own character, which I should have said that at the start, because I know specifically, like, for example, Anna likes designing her own character.
I loathe Peppa Pig. I can't stand her. I think she is just a spoilt little brat.
I forget to say, so I thought Ben was going to love this, right? Because it says, like, create and dress your character, ring Peppa's doorbell, and begin a story that's all up to you. Peppa suggests activities, and everywhere you go, Daddy Pig and friends will help you, blah, blah, blah. One thing I forgot to say was when it started up, the character selection was fun for Ben. He really enjoyed it. He was creating his own character. He thought it was really cool. He put, like, a cool hat on them. He did this, he did that. The game started, and A, all the voices were wrong, and B, they didn't lip sync with the mouths. So the mouths were just all over the place.
That would just drive me insane.
And immediately, even Ben was like, this is rubbish. And Ollie was like, I don't like how they sound. And me and Mrs. Sheepdog were just like, yeah, this seems a bit weird. Like, I kind of thought Peppa Pig would have had more money thrown at it than that. So I think that did sour Ben's opinion of it off the bat. He thought the quality was a bit low. So he didn't play much more of it than that. I can see on here, actually, he managed to get me 80 game of. Are they called gamer points? What are they called on Xbox?
Gamer score.
Yeah, he got me 80 points on that, 80 of them, so that's not too bad. But yeah, no, again, little kids won't care about that. It's Peppa Pig, but Paw Patrol, onto a winner there. He's really enjoying it. It does mean I've lost the TV. It's very frustrating in my lunch break, because if Ollie's not playing Minecraft, he's playing bloody Paw Patrol. But it's the holidays, isn't it? I have been playing Minecraft like a fox all week. Was a bit miffed that Kev decided to return to streaming after I'd spent an afternoon preparing my stream to go into an ancient city. And I ended up doing an ancient city. I only swore by mistake there. An ancient city on Wednesday. It was fun, though. I had a great time. I got a load of people in to do... Have you ever seen an ancient city on Minecraft, Kev?
No. Must have.
Or no, I don't know, actually.
Maybe.
In the new update, they added these things. You have to find them. They're underground. And I didn't know much about them. I found one far away from our house. So I wouldn't upset anyone by going into it. I didn't want to ruin anyone's exploring. I went underground as a spectator to check it was there. I was like, cool, it's there, brilliant. Went up to the real world, built a little house. And then at the start of my stream, I teleported everyone who was online and wanted to join in. So there was, I don't know, I can't remember, like 10 of us. Went underground, Now, I thought there'd be like a pathway there, but actually we ended up just digging a hole 150 blocks down. There's this like absolutely massive cave, like enormous. I'm talking like, I don't know, like 400 or 500 blocks open maybe inside a mountain. There was like, you can see like lava in there and stuff like that. There was sort of gems everywhere in like redstone and diamonds and all this. But there was also all of these like ancient buildings and sulfire and this stuff called skulk, which is like this gemmy kind of overgrowing thing that's crystallized over a load of the rocks. And then there was these, they're like alert things. Basically, if you move near them, they start going and making weird sounds and then echoing.
It's a lovely noise.
It lets off this kind of alert. And if I think if you set it off three times, so if you walk near it, the sound of you walking makes it do, makes it react. And if three of them react, the warden appears. So the warden comes out and starts going nuts. Now, I didn't know that when the warden appears, it removes all of the light from the room. So we're walking through this dimly lit cave and I'm putting down torches everywhere. And then suddenly all the light disappears. All you can hear is the warden screaming its head off and going nuts. Everyone's running in different directions and it's reacting to the sound of those people. And then if you start trying to hide behind walls, it can do echo blasts through the wall and kill you. I think like two kill you. So everyone's trying to run from it. They've said in, they've said you're not supposed to fight it, but obviously I wanted to kill it. So I was trying to kill it. A few of us were shooting arrows at it and stuff and kept dying. It was carnage. You know, we were going in and out again and again and again, teleporting back to where we were. It kept going dark every few minutes. It was an absolute, like, it was like genuinely quite intense. It was really fun. I mean, we'd have loved it last year going through all that. It was very intense, very sort of, suddenly it would appear and you'd be like, ah, you'd be trying to get away from it. We were putting down carpet to silence our steps and stuff like that. There was a little wall down there that you could use. I found some upside down weird garden things. I can't remember what they're called, but they're like underground gardens that are on the ceiling. I got killed by a witch while I was trying to look at them, so I've not had a chance to look at them. Yeah, so once we'd defeated the warden, and well, a few wardens because they kept spawning, someone stayed back and built a little village in there. They cleared it all out, which is quite cool. But there's loads of like buildings in there, like loads, not buildings is the wrong word. They're like someone in the history of the world that lived there before or whatever has built like all these redstone contraptions that you can't quite tell what they do. They just light up and stuff. And there's like this big portal in there that doesn't open. You know, it doesn't do anything yet. And it's like, what does that do? How do you open that? And I guess like a future update will maybe add that in. So it's quite cool wandering around this kind of creepy, scary area where a warden might jump out. I did abuse my mod powers and teleport a warden into the open world at our base, which immediately removed all the light, and I didn't expect that to happen. It killed me, and in my panic to get back, it seems to have despawned. It's either despawned or it's wandered off into the world, and I don't know which is the answer. It may still be out there just biding its time. I also, before I did that, I wondered whether I could teleport other things, because basically I'd been using it to teleport villagers, and then somebody accidentally used it to, they wanted to send one cow from A to B, and they brought every cow on the server to them. They ended up with like 200 cows just surrounding them, and I was like, oh, I didn't know to do that. So I typed in drowned, thinking, oh, I'll bring all the drowned to me. But what I actually did was erupted drowns out of myself at this person who was with me, and they got surrounded and beaten up by a load of drowns. Only about 10, but it turns out I shouldn't have this power and I need to be careful with it. But it's been a really fun week playing that. I streamed a couple of bits with that. It's just been really good. It's been fun, and I am looking forward to whatever the next update will be, because I think they'll probably dig further into this underground ancient city nonsense. It'll be cool to see what they have plans for it. It feels like the warden is guarding something. It is a warden. It's trying to alert. If you get close to the portal, there's more alerts, there's more overgrown stuff. The warden appears to stop you. It feels like there's a bit of a story build up going on here, and you'll next figure out how to open the portal, and then when you get through to the portal, it'll be like, well, what's he stopping getting through? Is he actually there to stop, rather than stopping me getting to the portal, is he trying to stop things coming through the portal into this world? Is the aim that they come through and he kills them before they get anywhere? And at that point, what's he trying to stop getting through? What is it? What secret? So yeah, I'm looking forward to finding that out. Hoping there'll be like a new horrible place or something. But yeah, that is my lot for the week. I feel like I've been talking for a long time.
You have. Sheepdog will reveal what the secret is after this advert break that Pam's going to put in for us.
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Strike!
Tell me something I don't know, Ump.
Well, unlike that nasty curveball, there aren't any surprises when you finance your next car with Carvana. You get real terms personalized for you right in your strike zone.
Really?
Strike!
How am I supposed to focus when you're telling me about Carvana?
Well, Slugger, you gotta keep your eye on the ball. Just like you can keep an eye on your customized down and monthly car payments.
I can customize those?
He's out and on his way to finance his next car with Carvana.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today. We'll drive you happy at Carvana.
Thank you, Pabby. That was a great advert. Sheepdog, what is the secret? Ah, see, he doesn't know.
I don't know.
He doesn't know. I gave him plenty of time to figure that out.
Well,
but
I
he's
just wanted
got
to shout
nothing.
Boobies, and then I thought, no, better not. my brain just kept going, say boobies. And I was like, no, don't say that. So
On the topic of that, I tried to play Monty in the cathedral at this graduation, and my youngest daughter was having none of it. She almost got up to leave, which I thought would have been amusing in its own. I explained the rules to her.
Did you actually shout it?
No, I just whispered it quite loud so people around us could hear and said, come on, it's your turn.
I would die.
She would not play.
I would die of embarrassment.
I was horrified.
I couldn't have been
That's
there.
What she said.
You should have rang me and shouted it down the phone and I'd have shouted it back.
Excellent. But yeah, I am a liar.
Liar, Kevin's a liar.
Last week I told you I'd finished Persona 4 Golden. I hadn't. I thought I was about to finish, so I said I was finished because I assumed I wasn't going to talk about it again because I'd finished what I thought was the last dungeon. But apparently there is one more that I didn't get to play the first time around when I was playing this on the Vita, and I ended up Googling it to try and figure out what was going on, and apparently the new character that was added for Golden compared to Persona 4, Marie, the girl who hangs out in the Velvet Room, if you max out her social link before you finish the main game, you then get to do Marie's dungeon, which is effectively the DLC extra Golden stuff that I never did first time around.
There's,
I didn't know
one in
it existed.
Five now as well.
Yeah,
one.
With the new girl in there. Yeah,
no, no, the doctor man in the school.
Yeah.
If you max him out.
Yeah, so it's a similar idea to that. So I ended up probably putting another 15 hours into the game because rather than it finishing in like early January, it now got us all the way through to middle of February, late February. Did a whole new dungeon, lots more, maxing out social links. I've pretty much maxed out every social link in the game because there was so much extra time added in for this extra dungeon. And this one was a little bit different from some of the other ones. It actually had extra layers of difficulty and it worked a little bit differently. And it was actually quite a cool extra little bit of DLC. It wasn't just throwing more time. It was a whole new different way of doing things. And then I did finally get to the end of the game and had to go around and say goodbye to everybody because I'm going back to the city. I had to go and say goodbye to everybody individually. And then I'm there on the train leaving Inaba forever. Everyone's chasing after me. Everyone's in tears. And I just go off on the train into the distance and the credits roll and I'm never going to see my friends again and I'm very sad. So I now need Persona 5 Royal to hurry up and come out on Steam so that I can crack on with that, which I think is October. So
you know when that comes out?
If we could get... I think it's October.
That comes out the week of Comic-Con.
Oh!
I think it's the 26th or something like that.
Oh, I'll have a lovely time at Comic-Con playing
21st
that.
21st it is.
Oh, Anna, 24. We're getting the train down to London for Comic-Con. I know you love a train, but then I can play this on the train.
No.
Is it an update or a new thing? Because I was going to say, would they have anything there?
Well, it's the...
Royal.
Yeah, it's the one that's been out on PS5 for like a year, 2 years probably. Maybe even longer than that now. But it's out on everything.
As I said, I'd missed it at the start, so I wasn't sure whether you... But yeah, so they probably won't have any kind of event-related like, oh, it's out, will they at Comic-Con then?
No, but I might be able to get a hoodie again, like I could when it was first released, because I've lost my Persona hoodie and I'm very sad about it. I would quite like the opportunity to buy a new Persona hoodie, and with it releasing on everything, they might make a little bit of a fuss about it, because it's out on everything then. Xbox nerds have never been able to play this before, and they're going to be able to. So, on that basis alone, exactly. Switch heroes haven't been able to play this before. They'll be able to.
I'm a Switch hero.
And, of course, sexy Steam Deck boys like
me.
Yeah!
Not me.
We're going to be able to play it too, the correct way, on the Steam Deck.
You will run out of battery within moments.
I don't know that I will, because Persona 4 I can play all night without needing to have it plugged in.
Yeah, but Persona 5... It's
yeah, I get a full 4 hours of gameplay on Persona 4. So I don't know how 5 will run on it. I'm now moving on to this Divinity game that Anna and Pab might be interested in.
Not me.
No one's ever mentioned it to me before, but I'm going to give this a crack now. That's my next thing on my Steam Deck. So I'll be back with a full review of that next week. It is.
Yeah.
Which seems like a contradiction just within the title.
Well, the first one was on Xbox. I played it.
Surely if it was the original... You can't have a sequel to the original Sin. I don't know. The original Sin. This is like the second... This should be called Second Sin.
I mean, no, because surely one original Sin would be like thieving, and then a second original Sin would be like murder. And then a third would be...
Feels like only one of them was the original one, whichever came first.
Should be plural.
Original ideas in themselves, though.
Nah, I'm not having it. They were all sins, though. It's like saying Spider-Man is an original Spider-Man movie within the MCU, even though there was other MCU movies first. I'm not having it. It's not an original MCU. The original MCU movie is not Spider-Man. Not having it.
Depends how you define it. I feel like...
I define it correctly.
Well, what's the original sin then? What did they do first?
I don't know. I'm not a God botherer, am
you're telling I? Me, you're telling me apple eating was the original sin. Is that the one?
I don't do it to this day, so maybe.
It's pretty tame, though, isn't it? Imagine that being, oh, I'm going to do something really bad.
Anna, is this game just about someone not really wanting to eat an apple?
No,
because it's the second one. So at this point, they like stab someone, they shank someone because I ate an apple.
Oh,
I
hope this one's about eating peaches. I love peaches. I had 5 peaches this week.
Maybe it's like Eve turns up in prison and they're like, what are you in here for? And I ate an apple. And I go, oh, God, get away from us. And then someone stabs her because they want to.
Here, have a peach. Love peaches. So yeah, I'll have my review of the peaches game next week. Over to somebody else.
Anna? Where are we at?
Flat peaches, just to clarify. I prefer a flat peach because
really
they
weird.
Look like
they
donuts.
They are interesting, they do.
It just looks like you're buying a tray of donuts. So.
What's the score there? Are they growing them in like a very compressed tree? Or
I don't know, but they look like donuts, so I buy them and imagine I'm buying some donuts, and then I eat them all in one go as if they were donuts, and then I get tummy ache. Anna doesn't let me eat all my peaches at one time.
Because you get a tummy ache, Kevin.
I mean, do they remove the pip? Is that why like that?
No, it's still in there.
I can't remember. I've had it a while.
That's weird.
Yeah, you know,
they're flatter, you can just kind of hold the top and bottom of the pip and then just kind of eat around it and turn it. There's no additional motion, no additional field of motion. You basically eat these in two dimensions. It's excellent.
Do you reckon they're just stacking so many into the van?
I think it's just a different variety of peach.
But how? I don't understand this. Like, if this stuff's always existed, where the hell was it 50 years ago?
Probably in some other country, wherever they originally came from.
Just some flat country.
Hanging out with avocados, which also didn't exist.
Originated in garlic. China, apparently.
It's like...
I grew up in a world that didn't have pizza. I'm sure that was around somewhere.
At this point, actually, I never had pasta before. I like moved to the house my parents lived in when I was a teenager.
Yeah, exactly. All this exotic foreign food like pizza and pasta.
I'd never been to a KFC until I was 16.
I'd never had a Chinese takeaway until I lived on my own.
What?
It's mad, isn't it? Our parents were weird. but my dad used to buy exotic fruits.
The donut peach by some people. I'm looking on Wikipedia. That's amazing.
My dad used to go out of his way to acquire random fruit when I was a kid, and he would just be like, you can have a little slice of this random made up dragon fruit or custard apple or whatever it was.
They're real things.
Some weird name. And I know, I had a slice of one from my dad. And
here you go, this explains it. Flat peaches are usually sweeter than other peaches, but they do have a recognisable peach taste. They're often complex tasting and flavourful, often described as possessing undertones of almond. I can strongly recommend the flat peach, a.k.a. the donut peach. They're great.
They establish how they flatten them. Do they just grow them under a press?
The flat peach was introduced to the United States from China in 1871. It originated in China. The fruit made a significant appearance in the 16th century novel Journey to the West. There you go. Linking it back into video games now. Because that was a video game adaptation about 10 years ago. Flat peaches. But it doesn't say why they're flat, though, no.
So why were they never introduced to Essex and Lincolnshire until recently?
Because we lived in very sheltered areas that... I mean, we've just established we didn't have pasta until the 90s. So they weren't going to give us flat peaches.
But yeah, fair enough. God. Okay, anyway, back to your game. I don't even know who was talking. Yeah, go on.
Wow. I don't know how that got to peaches, but okay.
Love peaches.
We love peaches. So weeks and weeks and weeks ago, I downloaded on the Xbox 360. No, I don't own a 360. On the white one. I don't know. The new white one, whatever that's called. Yeah. So there was this game called Super Lucky's Tale about a fox that it was like a 3D platformer. It was fine, but it was rock hard.
We played this at EGX years ago, didn't we?
Hold on. There is now new Super Lucky's Tale, which is the same game, but they've made it playable that it's not so hard that you want to rip your hair out. So they've changed like the way the story goes, the way it just the way it plays just feels better, but it's the same game. But there's like, if you go on Game Pass, both of the games are there, but this one's newer, and I don't understand why they've got the old one, the same game there. But you've got a new... Yeah, it's very strange. But it's lovely. It's just like... It's Mario-ish. It's just one of them games. You know what I mean? Like a Mario game. You collect coins. You do little puzzles. And then you have like a boss at the end of the level. It's like a cross of Mario with Crash Bandicoot. So you have like different worlds. You go through doors and then that's your level. And then there's like a level within a level. It's all very... Just like if you want something not to think about, you just want something to play. So I've been doing that, but I got really annoyed with it. I nearly threw a controller because I was like, I was doing this one boss and I had one heart left and I had one enemy and the enemy got me before I could get to him and it killed me and I nearly threw my controller, so I turned it off. So I've been playing that. And then last weekend, what day are we on? Friday. So from last week until about Tuesday, I want to say, I was playing Wasteland 3 on the Xbox.
Wasteland 3?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Because, like, all of the, like, one's on there now. I played the hell out of 2. Like, when I played 2, I remember I was playing it, got to, like, the Citadel thing, and there was a big red button. I pressed it and the game ended. So, like, it was like...
Oh.
Yeah. So reloaded and didn't press that button. But yeah, you can do many things in that game. So yeah, I've been playing 3. You are now in Colorado. It's and like obviously the apocalypse has happened and stuff. And I don't know if Colorado is normally under snow, but this is very, very much under
Colorado.
I'm not sure where Colorado is.
Colorado. Yeah, I think there is snow. Set in Colorado, isn't it? That's snowy.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It's also fictional, Pam.
No. The cartoon is, but the place isn't.
You idiot. Because
there's an actual place called South Park.
Colorado, yes.
Anyway. Yeah, so it's very, so that, like, in the second one, where you move around, like, the main map, you would basically a dot, and you would just, like, move your dot to wherever you were going. This time, you have an actual vehicle, and you drive, obviously, you drive it around, and as you're going through the world map, you come across, like, a shack, and it'll say, do you want to sleep in the shack? Do you want to, like, loot it and stuff? So that's kind of cool. That is an extra element to go into, like, place to place to place. So that's cool. You're now the Desert Rangers. So I think Desert Rangers are from the second one. And now you've moved over there because someone's kids have gone, like, power hungry, and you need to go and, like, deal with them. But then you've got, like, this whole other side where he is just, like, not a very nice man, and he's got, like, a secret prison dungeon, and he's got people in it, and I don't know what it is about these games, but I do like them a lot. You just go, like, through your thing and do mission here and mission there, but not all missions are done in the same place. You have to go over there and go over here, and then you have, like, perks as well. Like, so your character, you can make your own character, which I don't really like. Like, I do like that in, like, other games where you can actually make your character. This is just, like, adding attributes to something. So I'd rather just pick something that's there. And you have to start off with two, like a couple. And it's, like, this, they've already coupled up. So, like, I've got, like, two tech people that know how to do, like, computers and stuff. So they've got, like, if you see a computer around, they can, like, use their nerdness and get into it. nerdness, yes. But, like, you can also have people who can whisper to animals. So you get animals then following you and helping you in battle, which, trust me, you do need sometimes, because these battles can get very aggressive if you've only got, like, the six people you're with. Which it sounds a lot, six people, but when you've got all these, like, different abilities, it's, like, hard to go, right, well, you do this, but if you're a sniper, you can't really be a brawler as well, so you need to be something else to complement the sniperness. And then you've got the brawler over there, but you don't want him to have big guns because he is, like, melee. So it's like, putting all these things together. And then you've got, like, other stats, like kiss ass. So you're like, if someone is being mean to you, you can, like, kiss their butt, and then they'll, like you a bit more. And this speech checks, like in Fallout. So it's got all them kind of things that I like to do in a Fallout game, but in a different setting. It's just, like, better graphics. Like, it keeps getting updated all of the time. And it's turn-based, so it's like Divinity Original Sin. It has that top-down...
It's about Peaches.
And Peaches, yeah. Turn-based combat, so you know where you can go next. You've got action points. You've got just... Yeah. You can go through... Like, you'll be in the middle of a battle and there'll be a computer. If you touch the computer and then you make a massive big explosion happen on the other side of the battlefield where all the people are standing, you're like, yes, because I've got my nerdness up, you were all dead. And it's so cool. Like, I've got a shrink ray. I've got shrink grenades, so I can make them really, really small. That's kind of fun to do, because then, like, they're really small, but they're, like, their guns are still, like, they're only doing, like, little damage. So that's good. So I was playing that, and then I was just hearing a lot of stuff about another game that's on its way. And I was like, oh, I'm getting hyped up about it. Why am I doing this? So I'm playing God of War again from the start, because it's such a good game. It's so good. It's, oh, like, I'm playing it. I know everything that's going to happen. I know the beats of the story, but I don't care. I am loving the game. What have I done? Let's just say something played an instrument, and that's where I'm at. So, like, the map is now open even more. I can go and do whatever I want to do mission-wise. So, because, like, the game, there's some of the game that's very linear. Like, you have to go A to B, A to B. And then you get to there's, like, a lake the Lake of Nine or something, I think it's called. And now you've got like this big area to go and got beaches. You've got tunnels that go elsewhere. You've just got a lot of stuff to do. And I just really like this game. Like, if you haven't played it, and you've got a PlayStation. Is it on the 4? I'm not sure. I can't remember if it was on the 4.
Yeah,
it's on the 4. Yeah, I believe it. Because I've downloaded it from the...
Wait, it's not on the 5.
But I'm playing it on the 5.
Yeah, it's the 4 version. Or it is the 4 version. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Because yeah. I downloaded it from the... Because I've got the upgraded of PlayStation thing. So it's in there. So I was like, I'll just download it. If I don't enjoy it, I'll just turn it off. But I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm just going around... Just doing things like you don't have to go and do the main mission straight away. You can just like, yeah, okay, I know where I'm gonna go, but I'm gonna go over there and see what's on that beach, and I'm gonna go in that cave, and I'm gonna go find this character and go and do a mission for them. And it's such a pretty, it's just so good, and I cannot wait for Ragnarok. Oh, I'm just gonna be all over that. Like, I think it's out on the 9th of November, so I should be at home. I don't think there's any Comic-Cons or anything. So when that comes out, yeah.
It's week after Comic-Con.
Ah! Oh, it might be there. Oh, could you imagine if it was there? Oh, I'll die.
Comic-Con, probably not.
Oh, they've might got be at to. Oh, yeah, maybe. They've got that. Some new games have got to be at these conventions because I'm getting bored now. I think the last time...
Probably not at Comic-Con, but maybe. I feel like the May one is distinctly, like, practically zero games.
Well, there's nothing
there
out, is there? I can't think of anything. Oh, well, maybe Horizon this year came out and Dying Light. But I've fallen off them so fast. I don't know what it is. I think Horizon's too. There's too much of it. There's too much to learn in that game. And Dying Light was fun. I just fell off it for a while. But yeah, there's nothing that's really grabbed me this year that is like, yeah, definitely gotta play. I can't think of a game of the year yet at all until the next one of this comes out, because it's just the perfect game. It's so good. It's like, I think this is my third time playing it. And Kev's like, oh no, if I played 8 hours and got bored. I was like, I can get bored. How? How do you get bored with this?
I can see that.
Really? Don't you like it?
It takes a while to get it sucked into you, for me.
Yeah, I guess.
Like probably 8 hours is probably enough. I feel like it was the first 4 hours or so. I was like, And I did remember when I first played it, I put it down. I was like, I can take or leave it sort of thing. And I kind of forced myself to push through that. And then... Yeah. And it got its hooks into me, so it is well worth it.
It is a good game. I do enjoy it. Yeah, that's it really. I play like the odd Candy Crunch now and again, but that's nothing to talk about because it's Candy Crunch. You just match things and things blow up, so that's all cool. And then I played with my son, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on the Xbox. Which is ridiculous, but he got his birthday, and that's what he wanted on the Xbox. So it was £37.
Oof.
£37.
Did you find out who wanted to be one?
I didn't know.
But was it a new release or like the old one?
I have no idea. He's already got it on his Switch, but he won't. For some reason, he's fell out of his Switch, so he doesn't touch it at the moment. So. He saw it was on Xbox and then went, Mummy! And I was like, well, you've got Xbox credit, so yay. I didn't have to pay. He's got loads of money, that boy, at the moment. So I'm trying to get him interested in Tony Hawk's Skate 1 and 2. Because I believe they're a re-release and it's only £17. So I'm like, do you want Skate? Because
I want them to bring out Tony Hawk's 3. That was my one.
Well, that ain't going to happen, I'm afraid.
Why not?
Because the company that the team that made 1 and 2 got pushed onto Blizzard and they said they're not doing it anymore.
Pab.
There was apparently talk that it was going to do 3 and 4 in a pack like that, like 1 and 2, and then it just went away.
Just burning money with that decision, aren't they?
Well, they were bringing out Skate 4, weren't they? And now that Skate is, it's not going to be Skate 4, it's just going to be Skate, and it's going to be online.
I could probably get the soundtrack of Tony Hawk 3, and that would replicate 95% of the experience, to be fair. I probably got the songs I liked from that game already on my Spotify playlist. But, yeah, I quite liked some of the weird songs that I didn't really like. But when they came on, I was like, oh, yeah. Maybe after I'm gonna hunt that soundtrack out. I'm not talking for the rest of this. I'm just gonna sit here looking for that on Spotify.
And that's me done. I'm going back to my new phone now. I have a green phone. It's excellent.
Nice. nice.
Chris Crocker White on Spotify has made a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 playlist. 18,000 likes.
Jeez. And that's not just bad. From a game. That's mad.
Oh, man. So many of these songs are on my regular rotation already. It's quite worrying. That is. It's funny how a game you play when... I mean, it doesn't even say when the game came out. I mean, it's Spotify, so why would it? But, yeah, crikey. Didn't realise how influential that was.
Okay, so what have I put... Oh, he's just sent. Oh, he's posted a link to it. There it is. He's literally sent us a link to it. And everything. Oh wow! You can click on the songs in here. This is insane. Okay. What have I played? I finished Horizon Forbidden West.
Okay.
You need to finish this, Anna.
Do I though?
You remember the last Horizon where they save all the story for that back quarter?
Yep.
Guess what? They did it again.
Oh, God. Why did they do this?
It's so good. The story is amazing.
Okay.
I mean, how far... The last time I spoke about this, I'd done about 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Finished the game on 53.
Oh, okay. So
it's not horrendous.
No.
I did most side quests that involved, like, your cast of characters that you have... I did all the side quests for them, and then did odd ones that came up here and there. But
so last time you talked about it, you've done the main three areas.
Yes,
and now you have
I had the three, and I was going for fourth.
Yeah.
I
know exactly where I am. It's just
exactly all right. Oh. Where are you then? You got to San Francisco, I know that much.
I got there. I've got to go and do a thing with that woman.
Did you go down to Phoebe's? And that was Ted's secret bunker.
Nope. Not got that far.
Okay. That's Phoebe's is what you would go to. You go to San Francisco and you have to go to Phoebe's to get something from Ted's bunker.
Okay.
That is fun. Oh, Jesus. That is fun. And you then get, at a certain point, I mean, to be fair, the last 10% of the game, you get a travel upgrade.
Okay.
Considerable travel upgrade. There's so much stuff to it. I'm not going to tell you the stuff that goes on, but the twists and the turns of it, and so like you need a certain amount of clearance to get to get the override for something.
Right. Okay.
Which is why you go into Ted's bunker. You get so many.
It's just I had enough of it.
And there's so much of the map. There's so much of the map that I didn't even
wander into.
I spent a long time this week. This part of this week, probably half an hour. Having mate, why there is a toll neck in the middle of the map that you can't access.
Yeah, I still don't understand that one.
Yeah, it's story based.
There you go then. That's why.
Yeah. I was like, okay. That's why you cannot get to this. It seems obvious that this thing that you have to travel past, you cannot access, and it was driving me insane.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like, there's got to be some way that I can climb on this. There is somewhere I can climb. There must be. No, there isn't. Don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. It will happen. But even so, there is still a large amount of fog on the map that is. And the amount of question marks is frightening still.
Yeah, that puts me off all the time. But to be fair,
a lot of it is nothing. A lot of it is campfires or like certain like pack sites or something like that. It's just it's like maybe like a base or something like that. But it's nothing you really need to concern yourself with. If you wanted to, you could go in and clean them all out. And some of them
are. Yeah, I think they should use a different icon for what they are. So like a certain icon for story or quest, and then a different one for campsites. Like, you go, you see one, because like the completionists and people are like, oh, there's one right over there, I'll go over there. And it's just,
I think a lot
campsite.
Of them aren't anything. I think a lot of them are just kind of filler. But you clear a campsite out, a lot of them, like I think it's like you clear a campsite out, people come in to like take it over, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's usually someone there who wants, one of them people who wants to give you tips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, sick of talking to you, whoever it is, this woman that keeps, come over here, speak to me, I've got something to tell you. I'm like, I'm not talking to you anymore. You have more knowledge than anyone on this land. You tell me everything. You've got something for me every single time I load into this
base.
Oh, God,
the rumours, yeah.
The rumours, yeah. There's a rumour place. So, I mean, they do provide things for you, and there becomes a point. What did I do? Is it an upgrade that I did? Maybe there is an upgrade that I did where you can craft ammo from the benches at a smaller cost than the actual, you know, crafting it on the field, you know, out in the in the field. That was better for me, I think. But the story goes places. You don't expect it to do what it does, and then it does get a little bit predictable at the end, but still.
Have they set it up for a number 3?
Probably.
Yeah. Almost, I think, certainly. I'll go back to it.
There's no end credits scene this time, unless I skipped credits. But normally that would give me an end credit scene. It wouldn't skip the end credit scene as well, would it? I watched the entire thing, the end credits thing, where it's like got the video of Aloy going around all these different places and what have you. And then it goes to black, and then the credits start rolling up. And they're the ones that I skipped. And it took me back, and you're back in your base. And you are there, like, oh, you can go wander about, do what you want, sort of thing. It's like you know, there's still tons to do.
Yeah.
And There is genuinely still tons to do. I'm fairly certain I didn't clear all the cauldrons out. I didn't clear all the cauldrons out till late on. I don't even know how many there were, but I cleared another one or two out, I think, towards the end, because I was like thinking, I've not seen any in it. I've done one. I've done one cauldron in this game. It seems insane. I feel like I did about 20 in the last one.
Are you only on one? Oh, no, I've
I feel like
two.
I've done one, and I was like, I better go around and start looking for them, because I don't know where they are. I'm seriously overpowered. I'm playing on easy, so it's not really that big a deal.
Yeah. I think I'll finish God of War, and then I'll go and finish that and get it out of the way.
Yeah, I tell you what I did do. One of the very last things I did before, I got to a point where I was like, one of the last missions is like, round up the group for the mission, and you're like, this is last mission time. This is it.
Yeah.
You can tell when it's like, and then you get to the mission, it's like, no going back past this point. Point no return till after the end of this mission. You're like, here we go then. I had to go. I realised I hadn't upgraded any of my pouches or anything like that.
Really?
No, because I didn't realise it was something. Because when you go into a workbench, it shows like, oh, there's 6 upgrades for your weapons, 6 upgrades for your armor, or whatever it is, and it's just based on what you've collected. I haven't been killing animals. You need animals for stuff. I went on a culling spree. And I did like about an hour and a half of just going around like, okay, let's go to this random campsite, let's wander into these woods. Oh, squirrels, there you go. Birds, you're getting it. Fish, anything anything that show up on the map, show up on my focus, you're getting it. Just absolutely arrowed everything. Just cleared out all areas of animals just so I could upgrade the pouches. Because I've just been living off of, like, six of every type of, mm-hmm. like, stuff. I was like, why can't I carry any large medical kits or whatever it is? Like, you don't have pouch room for this. I was like, what? Why am I picking them all up all the time and they all immediately go to stash but I have zero on me? I thought I'd never understood it. And then realised, I need pouch space. Yeah, that game is good. For me, it sets up sequel and DLC. Yeah. It sets up sequel and DLC at the same time. So I expect DLC to come probably next year at this point now.
Yeah.
But I'm fairly certain there'll be DLC with it because it sets it up. It's quite for me at the end. It seemed a case of like this here is upcoming threat for future games. This here onto the left hand side is something that can be dealt with in this game as a DLC. And I was like, yep, yeah, okay, that's straightforward enough. I can live with that. But yeah, it's superb. Superb game. Probably, it's top three this year. I mean, there's not tons of stuff out, but it's... let's be fair, Elden Ring's always going to surpass everything this year, but it's number two right now. It's still very good. Like I said, that back third of the game, it got me good. Got me very good this week. What else have I played? I've played some Outer Worlds. I've started Outer Worlds again.
Okay.
On Steam Deck. I'm playing Steam Deck Outer Worlds. And it's very good. It runs pretty damn well. I read some article somewhere, it might have been Eurogamer or something like that, saying the optimal thing for it, because try and run it at 60. You can run at 60, yeah, but it'll just melt your battery for pretty damn quick. And 30 is a noticeable step down. So I think it was Eurogamer or so. It was somewhere online that I follow. Said the optimal thing is aim for about 42, 43, and it works perfectly. It gives you more battery life and it's considerably better than 30 FPS. So I set it to that, and it is absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine. I reckon you could get a couple of hours out of Outer Worlds. I'm still doing like open planet, starting planet sort of thing. And I ended up on this because I wanted to play Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to play Fallout. And I was like, okay, Fallout 4? I've got to say, I've got 35 hours in Fallout 4. Should be okay. I don't have to do all the... I'm not starting again on that. I don't have to do all that tedious stuff at the start and all the base building nonsense. 35 hours will get me straight in. I couldn't play that game now.
No?
I can't play that game. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I'm just in some shack in the middle of a field with some weird farmer dude. I don't know what was happening.
One of the farms.
Oh, it will have been, yeah. But I don't know what was going on when I left the game. I don't know how to see what quests I'm on. I bought the season pass for like £6, whatever it was. I thought I'll get all of it for that. And then there's just suddenly loads of different quests on there that I shouldn't be, that is probably available to me. And I was like, I shouldn't have done this. I couldn't read the map. I couldn't fathom out where it wanted me to go. I just didn't understand any of it. And I was like, oh, this is just a bad choice. And I was like, well, if I'm going to start again, I might as well start Outer Worlds then. At least I'm starting that again from afresh, because I know I've played the Outer Worlds start of that game twice already. I've played the opening couple of hours twice already, so I can rifle through this pretty damn quick, and I know what I need to do. Because that's the thing with Outer Worlds, I've never got off. I've got off the, like, got on the ship and off of that planet once, and I've not got much past it. I've not seen any other planets in that game, so I don't know what it is. So I want to play some more of that. That's about it. I've not really played tons of, like I say, Steam Deck stuff, is it? Just simply because I've been playing Horizon.
Mm.
I played a bit of Pac-Man Championship Edition because I forgot that was a thing. I was like, why have I not got this on the Steam Deck? It's like that and what was I playing? Super Hexagon last week and Geometry Wars. I was like, these are games that you can just put on. If you have 5 minutes and you just want to play a game, you can do a lot worse than Pac-Man Championship Edition DX Plus or whatever it is called. I think that's what it is. It's amazing. Soundtrack's so cool. It's very satisfying to play play that Pac-Man game. But other than that, that is your lot this week.
But then we'll call it a day there. I've just had to have a battle with my He-Man figure to get my mini skateboard back, but you'll be glad to know I have succeeded. It is now in my hand, so that's what I did for the last 20 minutes.
Wow.
Very productive. I provided photographs for you in the chat as well.
You also did a giraffe puppet show.
I did do that as well, yeah. Yeah, that was fun. Obafemi came out to play. I like having the camera on. It's excellent. If you want to find us on the internet, by the way, you can find us at MGUK Podcast, where Sheepdog guarantees daily puppet shows. You can also follow me at Lelujo.
And you can find me at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we won't see you next week because me and Anna are gallivanting again. So we'll see you in 2 weeks, boys and girls.
Have a good week. 2 weeks.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.